The Business Hour with Cyril Fouyoun on OFM.
So on the line now, we have again Nontlant Ntsali, attorney and founder of The Legal Affair, and we'll be discussing business rescue. So Nontlant, how are you this evening? Are we going to try this again?
Yes, definitely. Let's give it a try again.
All right, so business rescue, what is it exactly?
So like I was trying to explain to you a little earlier, so business rescue is a principle that comes from South African company law that aims at rehabilitating companies that are deemed to be financially distressed companies. And amongst other things, business rescue, for instance, puts a moratorium or a stay in claims against the company. It also allows the company to appoint a business rescue practitioner who will then oversee the affairs of the company, and it also restructures the entity in question to some extent. So it actually allows companies that aren't really doing well financially to have a restructuring to a certain extent to arrange their affairs better, and of course to try and be in a better position financially.
Do you have to be a certain type of company or entity to file for business rescue?
All right. So in accordance with the provisions of the Companies Act, in order for a company to file for business rescue, so it must be a company that is financially distressed. In other words, you must have financial issues. You can't file for business rescue when there isn't a need for business rescue because, like I alluded to, when you do have, once you filed successfully rather for business rescue, you put a stay in some of the proceedings in against the company. So, for instance, if there are rights that creditors have, you put a stay on that, so those creditors wouldn't be able to claim against it. So it's quite important that only companies that are financially distressed, file for business rescue. So if a company is solvent, it shouldn't file for business rescue then.
Is there an ideal or suitable time for companies to file for business rescue?
I would say yes. My stance has always been that the moment the company realizes that it is financially distressed, it should try and file for business rescue as soon as it's possible for the company to do so, in accordance with the provision of the Companies Act. And one of the reasons why you would want to do that is because, like the term explains, Cyril, business rescue. So the objective of business rescue is actually to rescue the company in question. So what would ordinarily happen if a company is unable to pay its debt as they become due and payable? It's likely that the company might be liquidated. But the introduction of the business rescue remedy actually allows the company to restructure itself and kind of to get back on its feet again, so to loosely speak, and to continue to run again.
Attorney and founder of The Legal Affair, Nontlant Ntsali, joining us on the Business Hour. Benefits, are there certain benefits of companies filing for business rescue?
Yes, there are. When you file for business rescue, so for one, you've got a business rescue practitioner who's independent, impartial, who comes into the company and becomes almost like an overseer of the affairs of the company on a day-to-day basis. So they provide insight that the company might not have had. They allow the company to restructure its affairs. And like I mentioned to you earlier on, some of the rights that, for instance, creditors may have against the company are put on hold. And if you can look at it from a practical perspective, Cyril, and considering also that we're dealing with a global pandemic, I think there's so many companies that have found themselves in such a difficult financial situations that they are likely to be on the brink of business rescue or in the process of applying for business rescue. So if you do apply for business rescue, you allow yourself to restructure the affairs of your entity and also to try and get back on your feet in the business sense, of course, which is great. So unlike, for instance, having a liquidation where the company closes down, you have business rescue for a number of months, and you could, for instance, at the end of the business rescue proceedings, successfully rescue that company in question, which is great because it could mean, for instance, you're avoiding job losses. You know, you're able to retain the staff that you already have. You're able to still pay salaries and things like that. So there are quite a lot of benefits that business rescue brings in. And I think we're all cognizant of, unfortunately, the many difficulties that companies have been facing financially because of the impact the virus has had on many companies. And I don't think it's a South African issue, it's a global issue as well.
So, Nontlantla, you know, lastly, also, you know, what's a business rescue practitioner? Where do you find one? Can it be, is it someone specific?
So, business rescue practitioners are, for one, important, are qualified to be business rescue practitioners, but also, two, they are appointed. So, they're independent, they're impartial, and the idea or the goal or the objective that they're appointed for is to oversee the affairs of the company during the business rescue proceedings.
Okay, all right. So thank you so much, Nontlantla, for taking time, as always, on a Monday. Hope you had a brilliant weekend, and we'll definitely be catching up with you on Monday again.
Thank you again for having me, Cyril.
You're listening to The Sound of Your Life, The Business Hour, with me, Cyril Fulune, and we just spoke about business rescue. As always, you know, we had to go and look at the business blog on ifm.co.za if you missed out on the discussion. Nontlantla Ntsali, attorney and founder of The Legal Effect.
The Business Hour with Cyril Fulune on OFM.